Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Don't everybody speak at once.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Dead air.
Yes, we're back.
We're all here.
This time we're all...
The whole gang's here.
Here. Zacko's here. Everybody's here.
Oh, no.
Nope. You're wrong, Brandon.
I stand corrected. Sorry,
Black
guys.
Is not here? Where is Blackie?
I don't know.
Most of us are here.
Maybe.
Hold
on a second.
Let's get started with our first topic of the night. As we're going over the lovely...
Hang on.
Okay. Are we all here?
Almost. Hold on a second.
Red Hood, come on. Red Hood, come on. It's your topic.
Yes.
Come
right.
On.
It is my topic.
Yes, your topic. Come on.
Between the heat and everything like that, honestly,
Have you spent your day bathroom fishing or toilet fishing?
Yeah, my day, right. It's been interesting. Running around in the loo. Could you imagine that? You know, a sport where pretty much it's not
as much as it isn't regulation by the IOC or the POC.
The POC. Yeah, the POC, right. They're the fuckers that we actually have to be concerned with. You know, the fact is they rule everything. They rule even the deserts. Even the deserts they rule. Including the Panama Canal, anything that flows into Rio, and every toilet in the place.
Right. Which means
that it's time for bathroom fishing. Bathroom fishing.
Yes, what is bathroom fishing, Red Hood? If you're playing it,
bathroom fishing is where you go down fishing with a line and you have lure, and you have different ways of doing it. You have different ways of doing it. And one of the ways is causing bodily harm to your neighbor.
Right. Okay. So,
and second one.
I'm trying to
save Black Hood.
Yes. Yes.
We're trying to save Black Hood at the moment. He's in a bit of traffic.
Ah. Are you directing him, or is it
yes.
a... there have been reports that just come on that Pokemon Snap is set to be released on for the Wii U in Europe, which was announced Thursday. Interesting news. Some little bit of technology news to throw in while Red Hood is saving Black Hood. Okay, why is everyone so quiet now? Really?
Hold on a second.
Okay, no one's really talking. It's a bit dead air.
We're trying to basically get Blackwood in. This is the trouble with Blog Talk Radio. It isn't working. It's very hard to get somebody in.
On this new program.
On this thing. So hold on a second.
Okay. Anything?
Hold on. We're trying to save a person here. So.
Yeah. Yes, we know.
1 second, and I will be right there. Keep talking.
It's kind of hard to talk when it's your topic. It's a bit difficult.
So bathroom fishing is pretty much it's an interesting sport because of the fact that it uses other.
Bathrooms? Why?
Other restrooms.
Right. Which could be anywhere. Couldn't it be at restaurants? Couldn't it be anywhere?
At restaurants, your nearest.
Hello. So.
Hold on 1 second.
More dead air.
Not more dead air. Just getting somebody in who is integral to our show.
Right. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. But dead air kind of
and
the disastrous
hold on a second.
Thing.
All right.
He's coming right now.
All right.
Okay.
Whoop, we got. No, oh, wait a minute. Hang on, guys. I'm on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing things on the fly here.
Yes, I know. So live episodes is a.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially when having to call in other.
There we go.
Other.
Let's try it this way. Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
Call failed or was not answered.
Nope. Nope.
Boy, this thing is just out of control tonight.
Yes, it is. why don't we keep on going, because it's kind of integral.
Nope.
Black Hood has left the building.
We got phones going off all over the place tonight.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Right. Right, come on. Come on, there's that air. Let's keep them
rolling. Where? Oh, there he is.
I mean, it's just funny. I mean,
Writer, come on. It's a bit.
Don't say I didn't forget you. So, yeah. So, bathroom fishing. Well,
yeah,
it's an interesting sport. I've tried it with no success.
Yeah.
Right.
We're back to bathroom fishing again.
Yes. Bathroom fishing. The topic from last night.
Ago.
Who will win the gold on the Golden Throne?
Yes. So makes you all wonder, doesn't it? Yes.
Like what? Like, what?
I mean,
what? How would you win that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you'd actually win it.
But it's more importantly, if it's not approved by the POC, wouldn't that be an issue?
It would be an issue because tons of Pokemon would be following everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's just been a night. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Wait, let me guess. Who could catch the biggest turd? I don't know.
No. The fish. No, because it would be probably a giant, a huge fish. Based on what potential you could have.
Yeah, whatever's going wrong tonight is going wrong with the sound.
Yeah.
First you have the phone going off, then you got a bike going by.
Yes, whatever the case may be, we get back up and...
Yeah.
And just get through tonight.
I mean,
we're just gonna keep on keeping on.
Yes, keep on keeping on. So,
I mean, in terms of stuff, I mean. In terms of stuff, it's really interesting. But then, the U.S. government isn't accurately reporting how many disabilities are actually looking for jobs. Why?
Yeah.
Because they don't care. Or they just want to include every other person.
Right. And not accurately reporting doesn't exactly help anyone either. So it's either you accurately report or you have problems. You know, worse problems than what there are. That's just my take. And it's quite disturbing how someone could not accurately report something when in reality it's about 70% of people with disabilities are unemployed. 70%,
right.
That's a large number.
That's that. Wow, 70%, you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was back in May, I believe I found that out.
That's crazy.
May or June. So if they're not accurately reporting,
so basically you're saying
a bit of a...
So basically saying 7 out of 10 people.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things.
And who just... And why should... And I feel like if you either accurately report or it's just going to cause more issues. Two, you're not helping anyone.
Yeah, you're not helping...
Not helping anybody.
And the lack of reporting only gives people a false sense of hope, too. When, with disabilities, it's a lot harder to get jobs. Versus someone who is a neurotypical, who might have other qualifications, versus someone who has a disability who has the same qualifications but could also take more time to learn the system. Or it could be many topics. Many different scenarios, not topics, that could lead those like us to not get jobs. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And the ability to have a chance to get a job, it's huge.
Yeah.
So people not hiring or people not willing to give them a chance or give us a chance is wrong.
Exactly.
And if they can't report correctly, then there's bigger issues that they're not letting it be known either to what is actually going on. And that also spells out other things going on with the within those organizations. That aren't exactly, you could speculate that there's things going on that we don't know about. By not accurately reporting.
Yeah, I mean, the accurate reporting has to be, well, the worst, because they're not really accurately reporting anything.
Right.
But yet, we've seen this before, haven't we? Like last year, it's been mayhem.
Yeah. And then we can't forget that Social Security is pretty much giving everyone a $2 raise, but there's other people within the political parties who are in office that get so much money. But they can't not take a raise so it could go back to Social Security. Isn't that a bit, that not help people who have disabilities either? It's a question that should be raised, too. Is how far could someone go to ignore the needs of people that that need the help? What do you think?
I mean, people need help regardless. And so, when you need help, the state agencies think that you're the poorest motherfucker on the planet.
Right. When in fact, we're just trying to get by like everyone else and not be, and also get treated fairly. But how can that happen if there's shit going on that isn't exactly the most, isn't really acceptable?
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact is that it's not acceptable, and when it isn't, acceptable is when it's
Red Hood.
It's one of those things
okay.
It's like one of those things in terms of counting, like, we'll make an example of this. Blog Talk number, right, is like is like a discounted person with disability. In the fact that somebody can't get in and everybody else can.
Right.
You know, and with jobs, it's the same thing. Applicant pool versus something that is not, is something that is not, acceptable. You know?
Right. Right.
At all.
I agree. It's uncalled for, too. Is why should anyone be treated... Why should we be treated as second rate when there's things that we do that are different from anyone else? Who we have different qualities than others. But if you're not allowing us to just allow what we know or to be more aware, how can you? How can you know? You wouldn't.
You can't. I mean, it's one of those things that everybody... Everybody has their day. I mean, in the sun, you have to let people have their day. And if you don't let them have their day, well, it's going to be rather rough
on so many more.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. In of itself. Is more people should be aware of different opportunities, different potentials. Don't limit yourselves.
Yeah.
Is limiting who gets a job versus who has the qualifications. That doesn't help people. That makes it 10 times more difficult. So, what are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
And I know that we have to discuss the Pokemon Olympics as well, which is going to be pretty interesting to
hear
about.
Which is pretty much like, it's like every damn day for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact is that when you the Pokemon Olympics, well,
yeah,
ever since Pokemon Go happened, pretty much everybody's been flocking to their phone and praying that they won't get hit by cars. But it happens.
Yeah.
It happens widely. You know, even in restaurants and stuff like that. Right, Allison? Right, Allison?
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
yep.
The thing about, like, Johnny, if you had, if you have the game, right,
yeah,
what exactly happens when you're crossing the street?
What happens when you, pretty much nothing
when
happens
when you're crossing the street. Oh.
You know, it's the age-old joke. What happened to the Pokemon across the street?
I know if you go fast enough, blocks you out.
Well, that's good. That's good.
If you're going like 15, 20 miles an hour, you can't catch Pokemon.
Oh, wow. That's good, at least.
Actually trying to encourage you to walk, not run. Not ride a car.
Right. Makes sense.
I mean, it is one of those things that you just don't, like, it's one of those things that it's not even, it's not even right that people can experience, you know, going to a museum.
Right.
Without, you know, bumping into a Pokemon. And you know, I understand that it was a game when we were growing up, but now it's a game mobily, and people are getting hurt. You know, people are getting held up at bus stops, at like everywhere, and it's fucking dangerous.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's dangerous in the fact it's dangerous to the fact that when you when you're crossing the street, like we said, it goes, oh yes, I'm going to catch a Charizard, for example, and bash, your life ends.
Right.
The last thing you want to be thinking about is a fucking Charizard.
Right. It's, I look at it as,
you know,
got to be aware of your surroundings. You have to be aware of it. Of them.
Really? I mean, the letter is just like, yes, would you, you're approaching the thing and you go, yes, hello, can I get a Charizard, a Dragon, a Weedle, Pokeball, and oh wait, can I get a bust in the face? Thank you. Right.
Can I get a Red Hood saying what he don't know what the heck he's talking about?
Sorry, what?
Can I get a red hood? You don't know what he's talking about.
A red hood that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay.
Can I get a Dragonite, a Pokeball, and a Pikachu?
Can I get a Pikachu on ice and anything else?
Right.
I mean, it makes no. I mean, oh yeah. Can I get a falafel ball?
You
know?
Falafel. I can't even say it.
Yeah, a falafel ball and
a falafel ball. Falafel ball.
Yeah, a falafel ball. Which is laughable. You know, it will be.
Which is also incredible.
Exactly, which is incredible. Everything like that.
So,
and not only that, but also the funnier part about it is just that when you, like we said, there are many, many, many things that we, you know, encounter in our day-to-day lives. The other thing we almost encounter daily is people being idiots on their phone.
Exactly.
I mean, this includes that. And, yeah, it just does not make sense. I mean, really, really, really doesn't.
Especially when you're driving.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Which
makes it interesting because you know, you go like this, like you're at a bus stop.
Right.
Oh no! Oh my god! I lost my Pokemon and my game and my life. Brilliant. You know, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
It's just it's and then the best part is Brian Lochte yesterday got, well, it's not the best part. It's sad because Ryan Lochte got held up by a bunch of people pretending to be cops in Rio. This is true. We're not making this up. And his you know, wallet got stolen, credit card got stolen, everything got stolen. And all they wanted was his medal, you know. And it's disappointing.
Right. Amongst if they stole his wallet and other personal facts.
Exactly.
Which is pretty unsettling when you're expecting. And then, not to mention that there's things that went on in the news with different people within the committees, within one of the committees that are part. That involves the Olympics. You can't. It's a huge thing to put to totally neglect what has got. That's so wrong to neglect what happened, and also to come up with something that is completely absurd, which you could actually look this up.
And also,
you could actually find.
And also, it's absolutely hilarious. This just in: a Japanese pole vaulter got his ding dong got in the way in the Olympics, which actually is pretty funny. Because that, yeah, He jumps over it, and he actually falls down. He goes down swinging, you know. He appropriately, you know.
I don't think that's what they meant by pole vaulting. Thank
no,
you.
No, not pole vaulting, you know. It's incredible. Yes, I'm going to bring. You know. Ow!
I'm gonna do this to make my voice go up 3 octaves in the process.
Yeah, so, you know, could you imagine the pole vaulting? Yes, I'm going to. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. And it's gonna. It's going to.
No.
I swear. And.
It's like, no, just no, just no. No.
You're just like, no. Do that. Yeah, I mean, it just does not feel good to get whacked in the willy, you know. But then, you know, who else does it? You know, who else has it either? You know, who hasn't gotten whacked in the willy with a pole vault?
Not many people, I'm sure.
It's, God help them.
Yeah.
You know, God help anything and everything that is holy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just not a thing
you expect.
You accept.
Happens.
Exactly.
So
yeah, it is one of those things.
Yes, it is.
You know, that is better suited to something that represents nothing. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just not
that
cool.
Right, yeah.
Not cool, but at the same time,
really help the fact to what has gone on either.
Oh, yeah.
That's just,
oh, yeah.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Please stop.
Because
stop.
Yeah, it's a need. It's more of a need to stop than a want at that point. Right? Right, you guys?
Yeah, I mean, right and definitely right. It just does not make
complete bit of sense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It does not make complete sense. And when it does make complete sense, we'll let you know. We'll be the first to let you know. And
yes.
It's just not made up, you know.
Right. Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So it makes more sense to be aware of what's going on and what's and what it goes on than not be 100% aware of situations.
Oh, absolutely.
You could only hope that more people are aware of what goes on and willing to see willing to see and learn something new from it too. So it could only be a benefit to be more aware and be open to all possibilities than not. So
right.
And as people are watching the Olympics, there is a problem brewing within Serbia, however, it's it involves people with disabilities and being institutionalized, and they're finally having to improve the conditions based on a agreement with the UN, from what I've read. Redhead, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you can look at it two ways. The fact that they're sponsoring the Olympics and they're back home, they're sabotaging their own country. And that's really not good.
Right. Serbia isn't sponsoring the Olympics. It's Serbia's teams in the Olympics, not other way around.
Exactly.
Because remember, the Olympics is in Rio. So last time I checked. Not unless they decide to pull a switcheroo on location.
Just kidding.
Right. Then there will be some really interesting things going on that have to do with
speaking of switcheroos, they're doing a summer Olympics in winter.
Right.
Exactly.
Which wouldn't make much sense if you really think about it. Either. Why would someone want to make it an issue to do something? Or why should one country get away with it when other countries have been called out before?
Yes. I mean, it makes no sense at all.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's insane.
And
that's our show, I guess. We have more show on Wednesday. We will bring we're bringing back new topics. We will try to figure out the call-in issue because we have new blood coming on, and if we can't figure out the call-in issue, we can't have a new blood on. So, we will get back with you on Wednesday. Have a great evening, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Night.